Into the freaking garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Hello and welcome to TWN Productions THC Podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts here at boygob.com and maybe, fingers crossed, Joe, at Facebook Boygob page site. How are you?
I don't know. I guess I'm okay, you know. I have a upper respiratory infection, is what they're saying. They're saying it's not COVID, but treat it like it's COVID. You know, don't fucking go places because I'm more susceptible to COVID now or some shit.
It's because of your age.
Probably, but I still got to go to the shop, you know. I mean, I've fucking got to. There's no avoiding that, but I'll just...
Yeah, I mean, no one else is there, so it doesn't matter.
Right, yeah, and I'll just fucking lock the door. I've got some packages coming in, but since this shit all started, UPS just opens the door and throws it into the fucking main office anyway.
Man, so, I had like 4 boxes of fucking latex try and come the other day, and fucking there was a note left on the fence. The business is closed. You mean the business is closed, you fuck? It's in the back of my house. Treat it as a residence like you do every other time.
They can be some lazy fucks, man, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, it's not fun, especially when you're waiting on shit and you need stuff to get done, you know?
Fucking dildos.
What can you do?
You know, try and do an oil change.
Yeah.
That's what I tried to do. Holy shit. So, you know, I'm a few months behind, but I've been busy.
Is this the first time you've done it on your new vehicle?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's been, you know, I should have done it a few fucking months ago.
Yeah.
Probably before I went to Portsmouth or when I came back. But anyways, I tried to do it and I wasn't really looking. Because, you know, after you've done an oil change so many times, it's just second nature.
Yeah.
So I get all the tools and I get the pan and shit underneath there. It's nice because this one too, like the last one, my fat ass can just slide up underneath and I don't have to raise it. But I did. But anyways, I just get the fucking, it's Gator Grip, I think is the one that I use. It's like, it's a socket, but it has a whole bunch of metal and magnets underneath it. So it'll contour to whatever.
Yeah.
Shape you need, so you don't have to like fiddle and get the right one. And I was like, man, why isn't this fucking working? So I stick my hand, it's like all chewed up. Whoever, I'm guessing a woman, whoever was the last owner of this vehicle, whew, they fucked a pig on that drain plug. So I had to go to because I couldn't get the fucking leverage. Maybe if I lifted it up more. But my whole back was fucking swollen yesterday. It was all fucked up. So I had to go to some oil change place. And it was odd, man. I was the first one there because it was Mother's Day. and I had to drive to brunch, and like I was driving everybody there. So yeah, I was the first one in line. And how do you do your oil, Joe?
I haven't done it myself in shit years and years, because one time when I fucked up some gaskets, and it's just like, nah, you know, it's cheap enough to get somebody else to do it. So that's what I do. There's a guy that has a garage right across from the shop, and I give that dude my business. He does all my auto work and shit.
Do you have to stay in the car while they're doing it?
No, I just drop it off and walk back to the shop.
You don't just pull into the garage and stay in your car while people are under it,
no,
changing your oil and shit?
That seems a bit odd.
No, it is, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I had to do. I can't remember the last time I went somewhere and got an oil change. I've always done it myself. You know, I've got the tools.
Yeah.
I've got the space there. So, and I'm a man. Mm-hmm. So why not do it? And yeah, it was fucked. I felt like a fucking bitch. Like, fucking me. This fucking guy doesn't even know how to change his oil. What a fuck.
Did they give you a rose for Mother's Day, too?
And they stuck it up my anals.
Yeah, here you
go. I said, no, I just need the tube it comes in so I can smoke crack.
Yeah. Lube this up, Nancy boy.
And then squeeze your cheeks till it bleeds. But yeah, other than that, I'm glad you don't have the coronavirus. That's nice.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't feel good. That's for sure, man.
Well, you don't look good. So.
Yeah, I feel achy as fuck and cold. You know, of course, it got cold today too, which that sucked.
But it was cold by you?
Yeah. Yeah, and I had to go to the shop, so. So it was fucking cold in there. My shop just retains any kind of temperature and magnifies it by 10.
Did you get an AIDS test?
No. But those are free. You can get those anywhere, too.
Okay.
Anywhere.
Not just certain parts of town.
No, anywhere.
Okay. I only thought it was in select neighborhoods.
Mm-mm. You can go to the post office and, you know.
You can go to this one spot in Austin that has like horror market type things, and
yeah. You can go to the Museum of the Weird, you know, and get your AIDS test.
Isn't there another word for weird?
Odd, strange, yeah. Gay.
Hey, whoa. So yeah, I only got till about an hour from now. So let's get to this, Joe. What'd you watch? And you got to get some sleep.
Yeah, I do. I watched the Creepshow Holiday Special, Tom.
What holiday? Hanukkah?
Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah, this one has a support group for shapeshifters, and they're fighting robot Santa Claus, and it's fucking stupid. I mean, it's a complete piece of shit. It looks cheap as fuck. It's trying to be comedy, but it just falls all flat. And man, fuck this Creepshow stuff. This shit's bad.
This is a Shudder original?
Yeah.
I'm going to watch Fried Berry sometime this week. And that's a Shudder one. So we'll
see. Yeah, they're releasing all kinds of shit for the next few months or next few weeks or something. But I don't know. You know?
Yeah.
They haven't wowed me yet.
You liked the first season. I was all fuck this shit. And you're just like, oh no, I like it.
I liked one episode or one segment of one episode.
No, you liked it. I remember. You made me feel bad for not liking it, Joe.
I liked the dog and that's it. But
you said you love the Rob Schraub episode.
They said the second season plays heavily on nostalgia, so you know I'll love that, Tom.
Yeah, people seem to love this. For the most part, the vocal people on the internet will say seem to love this. Mm-hmm. There's a few people I've seen that are But for the most part, people love this. And again, it's those same people. Oh, Creepshow 3 sucks. This is the same level of shit. Like, besides them having those, like, god-awful flash-animated, wraparound segments or whatever. I mean, it's pretty much the same shit. The series might be cheaper.
Yeah, I agree with you there, man. If you like this series, there's no reason you shouldn't like 3 or whatever the fuck it was. Did they do 4?
No, it was 3.
Okay.
But yeah, or if you want to count the Tales from the Dark Side movie, that was supposed to be the real Creepshow 3. You know you're talking to a real asshole when they say some shit like that.
Damn monster kids.
Yeah, there you go. So, would recommend?
No. No, not at all. What'd you watch, Tom?
Oh shit, my life go down the toilet. I watched a movie. This was the second from the 3 Wild Eye movies I got from the sale. I was the only one who was a part of. Fang Boner. I turned it off. I didn't finish it. I'm not going to say a whole lot about it because this is another Wild Eye movie. Some people, this would be for them. I'm not one of those people, but I'm going to assume that the guy they got to play the lead character is a homosexual gentleman. And in the movie, he's playing a straight guy. He's not a good actor, Joe. So that's all I'm going to say to that. I couldn't recommend. There would be some people I could recommend it to. When Mr. Eric from the Horrorholics said, "Oh, I like that movie," I said, yeah, that figures. So, I mean, if you just like everything, no budget horror, because you like the charm and aesthetic to it and shit, check it out. But for me, not a fan.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that like all that shit, but also I'm not one of them, or I got to be really drunk or like in the mood for that kind of thing. But then that mood passes really quickly once I start watching.
If it's my kind of style, you know, you just like, I like this stuff. So otherwise I wouldn't say, "Oh, Wild Eye's having a sale. Let's see. I'm trying to find a diamond in the rough." Joe, Race War can't be the only good movie they put out. Got to be something, man. All right, so what'd you watch?
I watched I Am Not a Witch.
This is you're a warlock.
African movie. I think it's from Africa. I'm pretty sure it is. They find this little girl on the side of the road and say, "Well, shit, she must be a witch. Let's throw her with the witch clan." So they have this group of witches that they, you know, make them work the fields and occasionally go to a town and like do a rain dance or point out somebody that stole something. And the little girl just kind of gets lucky in her picks on that. So one of the city officials just kind of exploits her and is trying to make money off of her. And it's pretty good. It's pretty funny. The guy that's doing the exploiting, he's really good. He fucking cracked me up. But it's all subtitled, so you won't dig it. No, you know what? Half of it is in English, but it's really broken English, so you'll still need the subtitles or whatever. But yeah, it was a pleasant surprise, Tom.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of watching something right now that we'll talk about next week. And I'm saying, "Oh yeah, Joe would really like this." It's about a fucking monster created by the Indians that was meant to kill white people. So learn all about that next week and find out if vinegar syndrome fucked my butt once again. So I am not a witch. Would recommend?
I would.
But to who?
I don't know. Not a lot of people that listen to this show, I guess.
3.
Yeah.
You know, I thought this was supposed to get people to watch. What do I got? I finished up Invincible. You know, that television show that's not really a show. It's an animated something that's on the internet.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah, the comic's okay.
Yeah. I mean, they're the gore and shit in it's cool. Invincible as like himself, whatever. Jimmy Red or whatever the fuck his real name is. Mm-hmm. If he was a real life person, I don't think I'd hang out with him. No. I don't think I'd hang out with any of the kids portrayed because I'm a man and that's, you got to be fucked in the head to hang out with kids.
Even if they got superpowers or whatever.
Oh, it was funny as shit when I was driving to Lori, or when I was driving to Lori, Jesus Christ. When I was driving Lori to work today, there was like a grandpa walking with his grandson. I don't know how old, maybe like 5. And instead of saying, hey, you fucking old man, don't fuck that kid. Old man, run away. That kid's gonna fuck you.
Yeah, even the elderly gotta be careful, you know?
So that's going to be the new thing now, just flipping the script.
Marvel style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Invincible is all right. I would say check it out. I don't know really what there is to say. It's pretty basic. But yeah, the animation's a little cheap, but check it out.
Well, you it looks like they pretty much went with the script on the comic, so I don't need to watch it. I read the comics.
Did you?
I did.
How about that?
I did.
You just have time to read everything, don't you?
Not everything. One day, though. One day.
Oh, my glasses.
Time in the world.
Oh, coming up on our most overrated TV shows list.
I watched Soul Brothers of Kung Fu. This is a kung fu movie. It's not a blaxploitation movie. You know, it tries to sell it as that, but the black dude's only in the movie for like 15 minutes. It's about some immigrants that they're lost at sea. They get picked up, and now they're living in the ghetto, trying to make a living. But then they run afoul of the mob, the triads, you know, and they have to kung fu them. And this guy like starts becoming a famous kung fu guy, and they want to kung fu him even more. The triads are just getting pissed off at everything he does. So they eventually rape and kill his woman. And then they break his arms, and he has to learn how to like fucking have an iron finger to like fucking like poke them, you know, and they'll fucking die. Like one guy, he pokes in the balls and his
head, and his head explodes.
Yeah. So it's an all right flick if you're into kung fu flicks. It's Bruce Lai. Bruce Lai, who is a clone of Bruce Lee.
Okay. Yeah. Did he just look like him or?
Nah, not too much.
Oh, okay. He had a mustache, huh?
Yeah, in some later movies he did. Yeah.
Would recommend?
Sure, if you're into that kind of thing. Mm-mm. No, not to you. But to anybody else, it's on YouTube.
Well, I kind of watched a movie that you had on your list a few times. Fell asleep watching it a few times from the old Criterion collection. Brazil, as you would say.
Brazil! Yeah, great movie, man. Glad you liked it.
Yeah, if I knew this was a Monty Python thing, wouldn't have bought the DVD.
Oh, yeah. Gilliam. Yeah.
Yep, so I got about an hour in, and then I was just... And then I kept waking up every I don't know how long. And I was just like, oh, I don't care.
I dig it. I think it's an outstanding movie, Tom, but not for you, apparently.
Would you like the 3-disc set?
I think I have it.
Okay, I was going to say then come on down to the Houston Horror Film Festival because it'll be in my one of my for sale boxes. Now I have so much shit that I have 2 boxes of garbage.
I will also probably be bringing 2 boxes of garbage.
Hey, might be 3, but Tony, we need another table just for our fucking garbage.
We'll call it DVD Row or some shit.
Hobo Jones, Tale of Fuck, Table of Fuck. you got anything else?
I've got Dr. Black and Mr. Hyde. Mm. This is Bernie Casey. He's playing a doctor, a rich doctor that's trying to cure psoriasis of the liver. And
I wish it was of the scalp.
He's got a lot of black guilt because he's rich. So he goes down and works at the free clinic giving shots to hookers and stuff. It's the free clinic / thrift store. So I thought that was pretty cool. And he develops a serum that's supposed to do it, but all it does is turn him into a dude with white face that goes around killing hookers. Interesting fucking makeups from who the fuck was it?
I think it was Johnson & Johnson.
Stan Winston did the makeups on this shit.
Yeah, it just looks like powder face.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is one of the most okayest blaxploitation movies ever.
Yeah.
it's not great, but it's leaps and bounds better than that piece of shit Blackenstein.
Yeah, holy definitely better than fuck, that. I mean, it's no Blackula.
Yeah.
But it's Blackula's
okay.
Yeah, this is definitely like middle of the road. It's like one watch and you're done with it for the rest of your life.
Yeah. But yet, for some reason, I have that and Blackenstein on the shelf. I just feel like I'd be the person that would have to have those fucking movies. You know, you just have some movies on the shelves. You'd be like, yeah, I mean, I just got to kind of have those. Look at the Andy Sedaris section. You like music videos, do you, Joe?
I used to.
Till it was just dudes just bopping around, sitting on their car with money and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, look at us in a desert. We're playing the guitar and just doing this. So, yeah, Deathbed Video, Alazualu, came out this week. If you have not seen it and you are over the age of 18 and have a YouTube account and don't mind clicking confirm a few times, head on over to YouTube and search Alazualu, A-L-L-A space Z-U-L space E-L-U, Deathbed. And then a little thing will come up with 3 season of the Zool Mask. Click on it and then click confirm 18 times and then you'll watch it and hopefully you'll enjoy the I was going to say cinematic experience, but laptopian experience or phonophonic experience, however people view media these days.
Well, everybody's home. I'm going to have to move out. Let's see how this works.
Oh shit, I hope it doesn't fuck a pig, Joe.
I hope not, but it's gotta be done.
The quality is already lessening. So yeah, go on over to the old YouTube.com. Joe froze up. Terrific. And then check out the old Deathbed Video, if you will. Joe, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, thank God. Okay, yeah. What'd you watch? Hurry the fuck up.
That's it, aside from the shit we're moving on to this this fucking next 4 weeks or whatever.
As we once again dive back into the underworld.
The vampire underworld, that is.
Yeah, like the last one.
So we're watching the Blade movies, the Wesley Snipes classic that saved the Marvel Comics universe, the comics thing all itself. I think Marvel was close to bankruptcy at this time. This one pulled them out, got them some money, and then they started doing the X-Men movies, and then from there it was just money, money, money. You know, people still don't give a fuck about the comics. This movie makes a lot of changes to the character. You know, he wears some weird ass suit that's all padded and looks kind of freaky. I don't know. You got a lot of CGI.
But, a lot of bad CGI.
Right. Like when you shoot these vampires at the beginning, when you shoot them or kill them, they're going to like fucking evaporate and turn into CGI bones. But later on, that stops happening. So I don't know. They said, fuck it, this sucks, and decided not to do it. But then at the end of the movie, they start doing it again. And we've got even more bad CGI at that point. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was still a good movie, but Wesley Snipes, he fucking overacts a whole lot in this. Does his whole...
Fucks these some motherfuckers always trying to piss uphill. Or some shit. He has some whack fucking one-liners.
Yeah, you got some incest going on with his mom. You know, all kinds of shit. I still like it, but I don't like it as much as I did for sure. And that's the issue with rewatching all this stuff.
It's okay. CG's terrible. I hate these kind of like hip, sexy, trendy vampires. Fucking hate those. Whatever era it's in, fucking hate them. So the vampires in this were fucking awful.
Yeah, Stephen Dorff with his fucking hairdo. You know, that intentionally mussy hairdo. That's stupid as shit.
Until a couple years ago, I thought Stephen Dorff was the voice of Chucky. But I guess that's another dude. His dad or something, Brad.
Yeah, Brad Dorff.
So I thought they were the same people. Guess not. Yeah, Whistler dies in this one, but he comes back in the next one, cured of lung cancer.
Does he? So I don't remember that, but we'll get to that.
We will. And I forgot Sticky Fingers was the bald guy they got to replace Blade. So now I am excited to watch House of Chichitong. Oh, and this music was fucking awful.
Yeah.
Damn, speaking of music, it's not awful. I forgot to thank AXE for letting me do that video as well. Always got to say thanks. But yeah, fuck the music in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
That was... couldn't fuck a pig to that music.
Yeah, and it's like none of these vampires can shoot. It's like fucking watching an episode of G.I. Joe or something that... like, nobody can shoot at fucking Blade. But
the animation in G.I. Joe is a little better.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, those skeletons looked... Scorpion's fatality in part 4 looked better than this. It was just silly and out of place. Pearl, was that the big fat Pygmalion motherfucker?
Yes.
You looked all right.
Yeah, that was okay.
And that fucking guy, vampire number, henchman number one, the guy or whatever, he was in a lot of shit.
Yeah.
I forget his fucking name, but he like had a mediocre sitcom, I think, on Fox.
Titus? And
no, I think he was like the main character. Like, wasn't he the main character? I know Titus, the show.
No, but, I don't know what he did on Fox.
Yeah, fuck him. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
That mug ain't worth talking about, Joe. So, Blade 2, I mean 1, you loved it. It was awesome.
It's okay, you know? I couldn't find it, so I guess it's not in the collection, so I won't be selling it because I don't have it.
Oh, shit.
But
yeah, I got it. All 4 movies off Amazon for $7.50.
I mean, I haven't looked through everything yet, but the one I did find was the Blade of Khatogong, so... So I have that one. Hopefully that's good enough to keep.
I'm not sure, but I'm going to assume that it's like 3 episodes or 4 episodes squished together to make a movie. And that
was like the USA miniseries or something.
No. I think it was Spike TV. You know, the network for men's.
Right. Yes.
Such classic shows as Stan Lee, Stripperella. Mm-hmm. Got to go back and do that one time. Then we'll only be able to get through like an episode and a half.
Yeah.
Too bad it's not horror. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Blade, better luck next time. Hope Blade 2 holds up. Because I remember one being pretty good. Unfortunately, it's Guillermo del Toro and... We've been noticing that he's very hit or miss. So we'll see if it holds up. Ready to swing into another amazing issue of Spider-Man?
When we last left Spider-Man's, the Vulture had beaten up his rival, Blacky Drago, to prove that there is only one Vulture. And now he's going to go kick Spider-Man's ass. But, it's kind of not fair because Spider-Man's has a hurt arm. He's just like, oh, my little arm. It hurts. So they're fighting on the rooftops. And
on the what?
Rooftops. And
is that you, Dave?
Robbie Robertson. He gets some boulders fall on him, but he saves J. Jonah Jerklin. And so that's nice. You know, we cut away to Captain Stacy, who tells Gwen, hey, you know what? Pete's on our side. Oh, Dad, that's so great to hear. Mary Jane.
I'm starting to remember everything.
Mary Jane gets a really fucked up hairdo. She looks like I Love Lucy.
I hope she finds hair regrowth serum in the next.
Yeah, that was that's questionable as shit. Like, what are they trying to do?
You think John was trying to get fired?
Maybe.
Oh, I'm sick of this Stanley guy. He keeps trying to fuck my butt. Metaphorically speaking.
Excalibur! Oh.
Oh, rest and empowerment, John.
Yeah. So... Spider-Man's, you know, just kind of plays possum at the end and grabs the Vulture's power pack that powers his wings, breaks it, and wins the day, and then limps off. You know, it ain't easy being a superhero. Yeah.
This was another one.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot pretty much what happened until you mentioned that stupid fucking haircut. And it was, oh, yeah, she looks like Woody Harrelson from the end of the fucking Venom movie.
it's just a big slugfest, and it's not even good. So.
No, and it doesn't even have, like, an image that I can point out, like, last week. It's like, oh, that looks cool. Mm. Yeah. It's like Blade, better luck next time.
But we've seen the last of Blacky Drago. When Vulture comes back, it's pure Adrian Toomes, baby.
Hope so. Till we get to issue 598. But we'll see.
Yeah, we'll get there.
You like lists, do you?
I do. What's our list this time, Tom?
Least favorite movies that start with the letter R.
R.
They're all pirate movies.
Okay, yeah. Dishonorable mentions. I have Rogue One. the Star Wars standalone movie that was a piece of shit. I think it was. These are all the same to me. Then I have Rock and Roll High School. What a piece of shit. To add to this, another R is the Ramones that I hate, and they're in this movie. So fuck them. Then I have The Rocketeer. This was never even a good comic, aside from the Dave Stevens art, but it was also a very shitty movie. Then I have The Rite, which is a exorcism movie with Anthony Hopkins, I think. And then I have the BMX classic Rad. That movie sucks.
People seem to love it.
Fuck BMX.
Well, my honorable mentions, or as you said, dishonorable mentions.
Uh-huh.
A movie I haven't seen the whole fucking thing of, so I couldn't, in my good conscience, add it to the list. And that is Rocky Horror Picture Show. Then another movie that I haven't seen all of, so I couldn't add it to the list. Repo, the Genetic Opera. Did people try and get you to want to like that movie when it came out?
They did.
And then I have the, who is David Cronenberg? Rabid?
Okay.
One of your favorites, huh? We were doing a favorite R movies.
I dig it for sure, but, you know, we got different tastes.
And we then I have the Quive Balka, not so classic. Rawhead Rex. And then I have the Kevin Smith trying to make a movie, Red State. Joe, number 10.
I have Radio, the one about the retard that, I don't know, wants to be a football manager or something. Yeah, Cuba Gooding Jr. I don't know if he won an Academy Award for this or not, but whatever, it sucks.
A movie we talked about last week, The Rage, Carrie 2, No Bueno. Number 9,
Red Sonja. Yeah, this is another nostalgia one that people love. It sucked even back then. It's just a piece of shit.
Is that
Brigitte Nielsen?
Oh, okay. I was thinking of the, what's it called, the animated one,
and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Man, I never seen that. Jr. Never seen that. I thought they made an animated one, but that might have been Lady Death.
Yeah. Brian Pulido.
Hey, he made an After Dark 8 films to die for movie.
Was it Lady Death?
I don't know. I didn't. She might have showed up at the end. I couldn't tell you because I walked out of the theater.
Purgatory.
I can't remember. Candyman was in it, I think. I think Bill Moseley might have been in it.
Yeah, of course.
Why wouldn't he be? They didn't have a convention that weekend. Number 9, the Steve McQueen classic, or the X-rated classic, depending on where you're watching it and what movie you're watching, and that's Riding the Bullet. Not a fan. Fuck him. Number 8.
I have the Mel Gibson classic Ransom, where they kidnap his son and ransom him, and he puts a bounty out on the kidnappers, and it's stupid.
Would recommend?
No.
Okay.
It's a given for this list.
I have Return of the Living Dead, Necropopolopolis. This is one that was like shot for $20 in Bulgaria or some shit back to back with Rave from the Grave. I don't know. It's just them running around like an office building and seeing a test tube with a monster in it. Meh. Then again, besides that first one, the third one's okay. The second one's just the first one, but for little wiener kids.
I dig the third one.
It's all right.
It's got
You're also a pervert. It's the same girl from Killer Tongue. So how about that? All these movies just coming together. Also in the highly, highly rated, critically acclaimed Spawn movie. She was the made-up character for that movie. The Cole Young, if you will. Fuck you, Cole Young. Number seven.
At number seven, I would have had Mandy, but it doesn't start with an R. So I have The Rock with Nicolas Cage and Sean Connery, where they're breaking in to Alcatraz because there's fucking terrorists there. Stupid.
Yeah, I tried to rewatch this a few months ago. I got like through the credits and then Michael Bay's name popped up and I was like, I'm gonna head out. I seen it in the theaters and I remember they like have those green balls and then their face started melting and shit. I think I should just go back and rewatch that scene on the old YouTube. Rest in empowerment, Mr. Connery. My number seven is a tie for all the movies in the Resident Evil series. You pick one. I don't give a fuck. That fucking last one was pretty bad, where she was in that shitty old age makeup. Oh, I'm old Alice. I'm the real one.
Oh. I didn't get that far.
Good. Because after Blade, we're doing the Resident. No, we're not. Never. That's my promise to you, Joe. I will never pick the Resident Evil fucking series.
How many House of the Dead movies are there?
The second one's actually fun. I bought it twice. Once because someone borrowed it and never gave it back. The second time because I wanted to watch it. It still holds up. Your boy Sidley Haig's in it. He doesn't play a Mexican, but he's in it.
Yes.
All right, number six.
RoboCop 2. What a piece of shit this is. I think Frank Miller, the comic fucking protege, I think he wrote the script. Maybe. I don't know. Either way, it sucks. This is the one with the kid. Who gives a fuck? Yeah. Yeah, RoboCop fights a kid.
It's not all he does to him.
No.
Well, the only reason he fights the kid is because, like that guy walking his fucking grandson, the kid tried to fuck him. Oh, how do you get your penis out of this metal underwear? You need a screwdriver. My number six, another movie that at the time people wanted you to love so much, and that is Rest Stop. Remember when what is this company called? I can't even. Anchor Bay was around.
Yes.
Whew. Rest and empowerment.
Yeah, they did push the shit out of that one.
So much it had a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Sucked too. Fuck you, the Rest Stop movies. Number five.
Red Dawn. The 80s movie where, I don't know, Venezuela and Russia invade the U.S. and kids get together to fight them. They form their little army. And it's stupid as shit.
Are these little goats able to hold guns with no thumbs?
I would watch that. That would be all right. And instead, we got like C. Thomas Howell, maybe. I don't even remember who's in this, but it sucks.
He was the soul man, you know.
He was. You know, Patrick Swayze dancing around.
Oh, he was in a movie with Wesley Snipes, you know.
Yeah.
And the clown from Spawn.
Mm-hmm.
They all put makeup on and sucked each other's dicks.
They did.
Oh, I'm embarrassed I saw that in the movie theater. So, it's like me and my buddy went to the movie theaters, just us, and we saw this fucking cross-dressing fucking movie. What a couple of fucking Moe's, and we only had one popcorn we were sharing. Luckily, we were the only two in the theater that day.
I didn't even do the courtesy seat, right, between you guys.
Halfway through the movie, he was on the floor kneeling down. What are we on, Joe? Oh, shit, he's froze up. That's not good. So, at least we're at 5 and we don't have a lot more to go. So, Joe's back, thank fuck.
Yeah.
Number 5, I have RoboCop, the first one.
All right, so we got both of those on there. Let's just go ahead and say 3's on there, too.
Never seen it.
I don't think I have either, or the series. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, bro. Like I said on my most overrated movies list, RoboCop's on there. And The Warriors definitely would have been on there if I remember that fucking movie at all. Number 4.
I got The Ring, Part 2. Yeah, I really like that first one. The second one is just a fucking turd. CGI deer. That's all you got to know.
Was it a doe?
Yes.
Ah, thank you for going along with it. My number 4, the French, I think it was a French movie, Raw, about a cannibal family, but you're not supposed to know that until the end. Spoiler alert, it sucks anyway, so.
I think I have that one and haven't seen it.
Yeah, just throw it away. Don't even put it in the for sale bin. It was definitely one of the worst movies on my list, whatever year it came out. So you'll love it. So we'll go watch it, Joe. Number 3.
Okay, we got some consensus now, because my number 3 is Rawhead Rex, which that's just a garbage movie. You know, I understand nostalgia, but how could you even like this even back then? You know, it's just stupid as shit.
Yeah, they should have went with the original design of the monster, so then at least it would be funny.
Yeah, or at least fucking work on your script a little, you know, and do something with it, like have some sort of story going on. Piece of shit.
Boy, it's rubbish, mate.
It is.
Bloke. Number 3? Return to Nuke 'Em High, Volume 2. Also, another one that was on my worst movies of whatever year it came out. This is the movie that's like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to watch anything else Troma makes anymore. What a fucking mess. Number 2.
Repo, the genetic opera. Yeah, what a turd of a movie. Just trying to be hip and I don't know. I'm not gay. I don't get it.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, there's not. I mean, and that's, I guess, what it appeals to, but, you know, it doesn't push my buttons.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that... It was weird. Like, it's called Repo the Genetic Opera. So in the name, it's telling you that it's going to be a musical.
Right.
However, when they were promoting this movie, they must have said, oh, fuck. Most horror fans don't want to see this fucking singy-songy fucking bullshit of a movie. So let's do everything we can to make sure we promote it where people don't think there's going to be singing through the whole thing. And then you watch it, you sit down to watch it, and you say, oh, fuck.
Yeah, they're singing through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got about 10 minutes in and I, nope. No, no. So, number 2, I don't think people actually like this movie. I think they say they like it, just they say, oh, yes, I like this movie. That is the Killer Tire movie, Rubber.
I haven't seen it.
It fucking sucks. It's just all artsy and abstract, so people, oh, yes, shot so well and looks beautiful. Fuck you. That's number one.
Appealed to me at all. Return of the Jedi.
You son of a bitch.
Just because I fucking don't like the Star Wars, and I've talked about this movie enough on this show. It's not my thing. Fuck Star Wars. Worst letter R movie.
But it's got the Ewoks.
Yeah, it does. It's got that band.
Led by Max Rebo.
Yeah.
My number one, another overrated movie, if I would have remembered it, definitely would have been on the list. You know me, Joe, I'm a fan of some bad movies, sitting down a couple beers and laughing at some bad movies.
You certainly are.
Probably the most overhyped bad movie besides Troll 2, and that is The Room.
Yeah,
fuck this shit. It is very, very overhyped, and definitely they're just, hey, let's laugh at a fucking mentally challenged person. That's what all these people are doing who want you to go watch The Room and laugh. They just want you to fucking mock someone in their fucking brain deficiency. So fuck those people. And fuck you for watching this. Oh, I didn't even mention that. Hey, guys, if you're listening, listening to this on the audio podcast feed, if you go to the Facebook page, hopefully every Sunday at 11 p.m. Central, DWN's Terrible Horror Crap Podcast on Facebook, we are live streaming the video of this. Hopefully next week we can do it to YouTube. And I saw that we can do it to Instagram as well. So maybe next week we'll be on Facebook and Instagram.
Taking over.
And hopefully YouTube too.
Yeah.
But yeah, Joe, next week, what the fuck is our list?
We're doing our top 10 movie music videos.
Just so we're clear.
So, like Terminator 2 had that fucking video for that Guns N' Roses song.
Music videos that, like, that was a song for the movie that they used footage from the movie?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. I just, you know, I didn't know if you wanted, like, cinematic music. But Deathbed. You'd have to put it on your list too, you some bitch.
Well, when they make a movie of it.
All right, well, stay tuned. Joe, yeah. I hope you get better, and thanks for coming on and doing
this. I'm sure I will. Just got to not push myself, which I'm not very good at doing. But, yeah, so head on over to dwmproductions.net. And I don't know what he's still got on the site and what he hasn't, but peruse and pick up. Get his movies, at least.
And then go to fastcustomshirts.com. I keep saying thousands and thousands of shirts. I don't think that's quite that much of a stretch. There's a lot. Maybe there's a thousand.
Maybe.
So go over there. I'm sure you can spend a couple hours if you're bored just looking through stuff. And just add everything that you like to your cart, since most stuff's only $10. And then when you check out, then decide what you want from there.
Yeah.
So do that. Boygob.com. DWN's Terrible Horror Crap Podcast Facebook page to watch this video. Eventually, it'll be on YouTube when they approve it. But I don't know, since we're fucking today we started breaking down this ring of kids trying to fuck old men. I don't think Facebook, YouTube's, you know, they're part of it, I think.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Hey, everybody, thanks. And you know what? Boy Gob.
Tom Martino says that I am to call you T-Shirt Joe. That's the only name I have for you. My name is Niles, the butler from the Nanny. How are you, T-Shirt Joe? It is a pleasure to speak to you. And I'm doing so because Tom Martino got in touch with me and told me you were a big fan of the Nanny and that you might enjoy a message from your favorite butler. So here I am. If you hear some grinding sounds in the background, it's not Miss Babcock. We're digging our way out of 2 feet of snow. And I don't know, that somehow the snowplow sounds almost the same as she does, snoring. But at any rate, if you hear it in the background, that's what it is. We've had this nor'easter. I don't know where you live, but where I live. Well, my car has been buried for 3 days now, and so I'm stuck at home even more than I usually am. I've been in this apartment in upstate New York, where I live, in 6 weeks it'll be one solid year, locked down, and so I've gotten a bit bored, and I get requests from people on Cameo all the time to say rude things about Miss Babcock. So I've been writing new material, or at least trying to come up with new stupid things to say about her. Here's an example. I've decided that if we were still in production and she would be locked down, and when she can't go shopping, she gets depressed, and when she's depressed, she eats. And so she's been putting on a few pounds, and I've been saying things to her like, "My dear, the last time I saw something as heavy as you, it was in a field grazing. If you get any heavier, you'll have your own zip code. You got out of the tub the other night, and the tub had stretch marks. You got on the scale, and a message popped up that said, 'One at a time, please.' Ah, yes. I walked into the kitchen the other night and you were putting mayonnaise on an aspirin. What is that, a hunger headache? You see, T-Shirt Joe, I've been a little bored. And so I've been coming up with crap like that. But the real message of this little message is something that I'm not sure is even appropriate for me to say, but your friend, Tom Martino, is concerned about you. He says you've been hitting the sauce a little too hard. I have some experience with that myself, and I have to tell you, T-Shirt, you are doing harm to yourself, and you are doing harm to people who love you. And so, for your sake and for theirs, take it a little easy. I know, as a recovering person, that you'll be happier. There's always some cause that has to do with some kind of a disappointment, and we need to get to the root causes of these things, and work on ourselves, get some help if you need to, but your friends love you and care about you. I don't know you, but I care about you, just as a fellow tippler. It's been tough during this lockdown to stay, off the sauce, but I've done it. And so I just wanted to put in my 2 cents because I was asked to. I hope you're not offended. Take care of yourself, my friend, and in the new year, I wish you peace and joy, but most of all, health. So take care, T-Shirt Joe. Bye-bye.